Hey everyone, welcome back to Tantrum's Retro Gaming Podcast. I am your host, my name is Toby, and today we're strapping our helmets to our heads, pulling the throttle and kicking up a little powder. Because we're headed straight into the frozen mayhem of one of my most favorite games, which was released on the PlayStation 1 in the late 90s. It was Sledstorm. EA Sports Big didn't quite exist yet, but this game, this was the spark, the DNA, the poster child, the moment EA said, what if we made an extreme sport insane? And Sledstorm was their icy test run. Released in 1999, Sledstorm, didn't have to compete with many snowmobile games, because let's be real, nobody else was making snowmobile racing games. It wasn't until after this game was made that there was more options, but surprisingly, they just cannot hold the snowball to this game. However, EA Canada took a blank snow field and said, let's make something fast, let's make it stylish, and hell, let's make it as cool as snow. The result? They nailed it. 100%. The game packed in with snowbanks taller than your house, jumps that felt like they belonged in X Game Fever Dream, and the physics were arcade-ish, enough to be fun, but yet tight enough to be feel skilled. Alright, how does this game actually play? Well, you see, Sledstorm is basically motocross on snow and ice, but with the PlayStation 1 classic chunky charm, the game gives you a championship mode where you unlock better sleds, more people, tourist mode for chill runs, and of course, the four-player split screen, which was almost required by law just to keep up with the N64. The courses were real stars. We're talking about icy mountain passes, forest trails lit by lanterns, narrow cliff routes, where one wrong move sent you cartwheeling into the abyss down the edge of the cliff. And the weather system, blizzards that hit mid-race, fog that made your eyesight question everything inside, as well as the nighttime nightmares, which made feel like a survival mission. Oh, baby. The one thing I loved about Sledstorm is the vibe. The game feels fast, the mission blurred, the screen shake, the way your sled rattles when you land a jump. Oh, EA understood that speed. It's just not visual, it's feedback. And that soundtrack, if you played this game back in the day, you could hear it in your head right now. That early EA mix of techno, industrial, and just enough guitar that made that late 90s extreme sports energy rock your speakers as your mom is pounding on the walls. Turn it down for Pete's sake. So you turn it up louder just to drown her out. It fits this icy chaos down to a T. And does it still hold up? Sledstorm isn't just nostalgic, it's fun. If you fire it up today, you get tight handling, fast races, track designs that feel clever, and best of all, the vibe feels like a proto EA big game. Without this game, we probably would have never gotten SSX, Sledstorm 2001, or even some of the attitude that defined EA in the early 2000s when they switched over the PS2. Quick tangent, because this is Tangent's Retro Gaming Podcast. When I was younger, playing this game, it meant hearing one of my friends say, I can totally do this in real life. And I look at him and go, Hoyman, you'll probably break your neck before you can pull off a Superman. Then he turns, looks at me and goes, well, at least I can ride a dirt bike. It's like, I'll see you on the track, bitch. All the four players with Hoyman, myself, Slim, and Roman. The Saturdays, the hours and hours of playing this game. The whole entire trick library on a piece of paper laying in front of me. Because when I was Jay, I tried hitting the highest total points. And I think it was 2,200. Oh, so much fun, I tell you. The memories. So, all right. So that's the classy Icy that kicked off an era. The original Sledstorm for the PlayStation 1. A game that proved EA could make extreme sports feel stylish before style was even a part of their brand. If you got memories pulling off a half-broken flip or smashing into every tree on the map, hit me up. TangentsGamingPod@gmail.com. Tell me your stories. Thank you guys for listening to Tangents Retro Gaming Podcast. My name is Toby, and I'll catch you next time. Hopefully not face down in a snowbank or so cold my fingers are turning black. Until next time, let's keep trudging through that snow and keep playing that retro.